Item number 5 is BHS's amended employee severance agreements.
Michael.
So this is essentially a reflection of our timeline shifting. So as it's stated in the report, when we established a severance plan back in February of 19, we anticipated being closed by December 31st, 2021. So we dated the severance program sunset date as December 31st, 2021. At this point, we will be ending our relationship with our staff in September of 2022. So we are seeking approval basically ending that program. We're going to target a September 30th, 2022 date just to give us a little leeway. We are estimating about a $779,000, very conservatively estimate, about a $779,000 severance cost. That would bring if you add that to the payments we've already made on the retention side, we're at about $2.9 million. The board approved $4 million on this, so we have about a $1.2 million cushion in the event that we've misestimated some of our severance participants. The plan requires our employees who are being displaced by the closure of the hospital, or PCS and the acute hospital, to apply for positions and be declined for like positions at both Granite Hills and the Mental Health Emergency Center. We did this for a couple of reasons. One, our belief was that severance agreements are not required by any means, but we really didn't want staff to have an employment gap, given the market today is so tight for nurses and psych techs and every other position under the sun. We wanted to make sure that staff had to apply in order to get that. We did understand that some folks won't be able to find like positions, and we wanted to make sure they were taken care of. I will tell you that when staff were made aware of this, which we made aware of, the application rate tripled, and many people have now been hired by Granite Hills. And I know some staff were frustrated with me on this one, but I think many staff actually learned of a new option they maybe not considered, and many took those positions. And truly, if they take those positions now, they're right at the start. They're at the front end of a new venture, and they have seniority. And I don't think people really understood how it was going to work. So I'm glad we did it, and I think it's the right thing to do. You might hear some grumbling about it, but I think it was a fiscally responsible thing to do, in the sense that any dollar we spent on a severance package is another dollar that we can't spend on community-based services. And so we feel like this was a fair plan for our staff. And it also, I mean, we're going to spend about $3 million or $2.5 million on retention bonuses, which, you know, rewarded staff for their dedication here through the end. So we are basically seeking an extension on the dates of the severance plan with this action.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I think, Mary, you were slightly ahead of Dr. Lerman, slightly, by a fraction of a second.
Give it to Dr. Lerman.
You can have it, Mary. You deserve it.
Is there any discussion?
I just want to support what Mike said. I think that was absolutely the right thing to do. There is no reason why you should pay people out and then, you know, 2 months later, having lived off that money, go and get a job. I mean, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for your
not
support.
That I'm jaded, but...
I agree.
So very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Unanimous.
Thank you very much. And then when all is-